Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you go to my website when you get time, and smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we'll follow you home. There are plenty of ways that you can have us send you our stuff. We'll be glad to do that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. So check all those things out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Have a great visit with our new friend Karen McCall. She's the founder and the owner of the Financial Recovery Institute. She's the author of Financial Recovery. We're talking about that. And by the way, financialrecovery.com is Karen's website. Karen, thank you for that in the previous segment. Thank you for your honesty and candor on some of the things that you went through when you determined that your own behavior was causing you your own problems, especially with regard to money. And you've learned a lot, and now you're giving that back. You're doing everything you can to give that back. So there are men and women listening to you right now, Karen, who realize that they got problems. They're out of control either in their business or in their personal lives. What is step one to try to gain some kind of control over our financial future?
Well, the very first thing is we have to admit that we have a problem. And that's what my very first step was. I had a bowl on top of my refrigerator that was just overflowed with unopened mail, and I was getting calls from creditors. And so the first thing I did was found the strength to pull down that bill.
Wow.
And look at reality of my situation. And that was one of the many turning points for me, but that was the turning point for me that, okay, just let's look at how it is. Is it as bad as we think, or is it not as bad as we think?
Mm-hmm.
And working as a private counsel for 20 years, I retired from that, but when I did that, that was always the first step. Let's get clarity around where you are.
Let's see how big this thing is.
Let's see how big it is, because we can't, unless we can bring something into our awareness and look at it, we can't do anything about it.
And it never goes away on its own. These are things that we have to realize that they never go away on their own. They will never get tired of you and give up on you. They will always be there. They remember themselves every day.
Well, and because it's a secret and it's dark and it's dreary, it's kind of like mold. It just kind of grows and flourishes in the dark. And so then the fear that people go through emotionally grows with that. And so it impacts the quality of our life.
Right.
It makes it difficult to sleep, to work, to be in relationships.
Exactly. All right, what's the second step?
The second step is once you have admitted that you've got a problem and you've looked at it, then you want to become very conscious and connected to your money. And what I mean by that is we want to know how and why we're spending every penny that we're spending, and that we also are connected to all the money coming into our life.
And that sounds like some kind of therapy might be involved at this point.
Well, at this stage, the therapeutic part of this stage is that you're asking people to write down everything they spend, and you meet with a lot of resistance on that.
Yeah.
Because people say, I'm too busy, I really know where my money goes, I can look at my online banking. But I'm talking about an awareness where right now I'm spending money.
Do you have to also say, tell me why you spent that money? Why did you do that?
Well, that will get triggered because you're writing it down.
Yeah.
And you would be amazed, Jim, how often people would come in and say, if I had to write it down, I decided not to spend it.
Uh-huh.
And so what people are doing right from the get-go is they're just starting to discern and make a choice. Is this a good thing for me, or is this a not?
Let me ask you another thing. One of the things I found in so many parts of my life is that it always seems clearer, it always seems to be more sensible if I sleep on it and look at it the next morning. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's very hard if people are tired to look at something like that and then not just feel the total overwhelm. At the dark.
But I'm talking about if I'm thinking about making a purchase, or if I'm about to make a big decision or something like that. Make sure that you don't make the decision without sleeping on it at least once, even to buy a pair of jeans or a pair of shoes or something.
Well, there's some real truth in that. To do some shopping before you do the buying, and give yourself time to think about it overnight. And the process as it unfolds for me is I have people do very concrete spending plans so that they know ahead of time what the consequences of their choices are going to make.
Right.
And so then if they're armed with their spending plan and they know that it's okay to make this purchase, and if it is something that they might be ambivalent about, yes, make sure you're shopping at a place where you can return it in a day or two. But you want to build a lot of support for yourself in learning how to do things differently. We have to change our mindset. We have to change our behaviors.
I want to say one other thing as we wrap up, Karen. One of the great things about America is you can be redeemed in America. You've proven it, Karen. I've proven it. We have both been redeemed by our society and by our marketplace because we've recovered from some tough financial conditions. So every day that you fix this is another day closer to redemption, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. And that's what we want, is everyone wants to feel that, you know, one day at a time that they're making their life better.
Absolutely. Karen McCall, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Financial Recovery. Put a .com on the end of it. That's the website. Karen, will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun having you here. Karen McCall, folks, you'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.